Justin Trudeau promises to stay boldly Canadian in goodbye video. By Frances Martel on March 14, 2025. Radical leftist Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau promised to remain boldly and apologetically Canadian long after his decade-long term in power. Expected to close Friday morning, ends in a video message to supporters. Trudeau is departing the Prime Minister's office after surviving a staggering list of some of Canada's biggest political scandals, including admitting to wearing blackface more times than he could remember, having no meaningful response to historic wildfires that burned through the dead of the Canadian winter, and saluting a Nazi soldier before the Canadian Parliament. Trudeau was forced out of office after a failed attempt to negotiate on tariffs with then-President-elect Donald Trump in late 2024. Following a meeting with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, Trudeau's most loyal underling, then-Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, resigned, publishing a fiery letter accusing Trudeau of putting himself before the interests of Canadians and leading a rebellion within the Liberal Party that ended his tenure. Trudeau published a short video from the Prime Minister's desk on Thursday evening telling Canadians he was proud of them. "I'm so proud of Canadians. I'm proud to have served a country full of people who stand up for what's right, rise to every occasion, and always have each other's backs when it matters the most," Trudeau said. "This may be my last day here in this office, but I will always be boldly and apologetically Canadian," he promised, advising Canadians, "You always be the same." Trudeau published a separate message explicitly thanking Canadians for the privilege of serving as their head of the government on Friday morning. These messages followed a speech this weekend to the Liberal Party during the voting process to elect Carney, in which he tearfully declared he was damn proud of his record as Prime Minister. "Your country needs you maybe more than ever," he told Liberal Party members. "And I have no doubt that you will answer the call, because you've done it before. Liberals will meet this moment." Trudeau was expected to see the Prime Minister's office to Mark Carney, a former head of the Bank of Canada who has never been elected to or served in any public office, on Friday morning. While Carney has never held a public-facing political positions, reports for years have identified him as a longtime informal advisor to Trudeau on topics such as the economy and the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic. Carney was emphatically opposed to the civil rights movement that arose in Canada in response to abuses blamed on the pandemic under the Trudeau administration and has been a vocal supporter of climate alarmism ideology, which Trudeau has also consistently advocated for. UF King Tyrant, protesters swarm Canada's Justin Trudeau. The Liberal Party elected Carney to lead them by a landslide in an election on Sunday closed to the general public, in which only confirmed party members could participate. Carney notably crushed his closest rival in that race, Freeland, earning nearly 86% of the small vote compared to Freeland's 8%. Some reports indicated that Liberals are seeking a complete departure from the Trudeau era, a response to his rising unpopularity with most Canadians, and Freeland has been defined for much of her career by her loyalty to Trudeau. The Globe and Mail reported on Friday, before Carney was sworn in, that he is planning to fire many longtime cabinet ministers associated with Trudeau, citing anonymous sources. Health Minister Mark Holland, Immigration Minister Mark Miller and Quebec Lieutenant and Procurement Minister Jean-Yves Duclos were listed as potential firings, as well as Treasury Board President Jeanette Petitpas-Taylor and Fisheries Minister Diane Laboutelier. Strangely, the newspaper reported that Carney is expected to hire Freeland, despite her very public betrayal of the Prime Minister immediately before him. "He's the leader of my party. He has my full support. He is going to be terrific," Freeland gushed in a recent interview with CNN, adding, in an apparent final bar bit, "Trudeau, and he has started off on a very, very good, clear note. He has said, you need to respect us. And I would say that is the view of all Canadians." Freeland's return, if it occurs, would fuel the outgoing campaign by the Conservative Party to label Carney as a continuation of Trudeau's rule, not a candidate of change or renewal. Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has for weeks, under the assumption that Carney would win the leadership race, campaigning against him with the slogan "Just Like Justin," focusing especially on Carney's advocacy for climate extremism and associating him with irresponsible Liberal fiscal policies. Poilievre has also attacked Carney for allegedly having too many personal financial interests in America, limiting his ability to challenge President Donald Trump. Mr. Carney is trying to distract from his many scandals and conflicts of interest as well as his disastrous record as Justin Trudeau's economic adviser by talking about Trump, Poilievre denounced on Monday.